MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Ever been left waiting by the phone? It's the Fred Show.
Bryce, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty okay. So I met this girl named Amanda at a bar after work. And, okay, she was coming from her job. I was coming from my job. And we were talking. And I bought her a drink. I thought she was cute. And we exchanged numbers. And then we were texting. She had said, you know what? We could go out on another night for drinks. Just the two of us rather than all our friends from work and our different jobs.
All right. So you guys had like a sort of pre-date because you met in person and you had this conversation. So you sort of knew what you were getting into. And then you branched off on your own another night.
Yeah. But it was more like a work thing with all our, you know, our coworkers and
right.
stuff. But,
right.
But I thought it went well. And then she did want to go out for drinks after that. So the next day we went for drinks and I thought it was great. She's totally pretty. We had a lot of fun. She was laughing at my jokes. And it seemed like we had kind of like a lot in common. And we talked about pretty much everything you could think of.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like there was a really strong connection. And I'd known her for a very long time, even though we just sort of met. And we, after drinks, we went back to my place. We were there for a long time, and nothing happened. I mean, stuff happened, but not what...
All right, but yeah. I mean, this is all good. Like, everything you're saying is good. Like, essentially a date and a half, and going back to your house, and some hooking up, whatever you guys did, that's cool.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, now she's not returning my calls and texts, and just nothing. Like, dead zone. I'm just not sure what the problem is, because I thought we were having, like, a good time, and...
Okay, all right, and you've reached out to her. I assume you've texted her, you've called her, nothing.
Yeah, everything.
All right. Well, let's see what we can do for you. We'll call her, and hopefully she'll answer, and then you'll be on the phone as well, and we'll ask a few questions. We'll see if she'll tell us what's going on. Hopefully we can rectify it for you and then set you guys up on another date and pay for the whole thing, and off you go into, you know, marital bliss someday. You'll get married. You'll invite us. We'll be in the wedding.
So.
It'll be amazing, right?
Awesome. It'd be awesome. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's try that.
Can you hang on for just a second?
Yeah.
Bryce wants to know what's going on with this woman. He kind of went on 1.5 dates with her, except now she's not calling him back, and he wants to know why.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amanda?
This is.
Good morning, Amanda. My name is Fred. I'm calling from the Fred Show, the morning radio show, and I do have to tell you that we are on the radio right now, and I would need your permission to continue with the call. Is it okay if we chat for a second?
That's cool.
Okay, well, thank you. We're calling about a guy who reached out to us named Bryce, who says that you met at a bar and then went on another date, and he thought it went really well. Do you remember this guy, Bryce?
Yeah, and I listen to you guys all the time, so I have a feeling he's on the radio, too, Bryce?
Yeah, so he is, so that's good. So I don't have to be, we can just put it out there then. Bryce, let's say hi to Amanda. Amanda, Bryce, you guys know each other. She knows the gig.
Yeah.
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, Amanda.
Okay, well, we didn't have any problem getting a hold of her. So she's... Why are you avoiding Bryce then, Amanda? Would you tell us? Because it's bugging him, and we want to either, you know, help you guys go on another date and pay for it, or put this to rest one way or another.
Bryce, do you want me to be really honest? I mean, are you comfortable with me revealing?
We want you to be really honest. I don't know if Bryce does, but it doesn't matter anymore. We want you to be really honest.
Okay. Yeah, of course I do. Come on. I've been trying to get a hold of you. I want to know what's going on.
Okay. Bryce has relinquished his rights to privacy by calling our show. So we would like to hear whatever it is that is going on in your brain right now.
Well, the reason I ask is because we did talk about everything. I mean, we text a lot. And, I mean, we got to know things that we like, things that we don't like. We talked about freaky things that we like. And I guess I realized that on the freaky scale, he's more of a 98 and I'm more of a 56.
Okay. Wait, yeah. When did you figure this out? How did you figure this out, I should
we
say?
We both agreed that we're both into role play. I didn't know he was as into role play as he is. I mean, I thought, you know, the basics, doctor, nurse, you know, delivery guy with the pizza.
Okay.
You know, housewife.
So I take it something happened then when you went back to his place then, because he told us.
We did go back to his place, and I was really into going back to his place, but Bryce slipped into a room, and when he returned, he was in a full-on Batman costume, movie quality, hardcore, though, specifically that cape.
So he could have been Ben Affleck, except he wasn't.
Yeah, and the thing is I thought he was kidding. I thought he was being ironic, and I started to laugh, and then I realized, oh, God, he's serious about this. He was doing the voice and everything, and
I am Batman.
Amanda. And then, like, the cape, I couldn't get it. It was way over the top, and I told him to knock it off because I thought, well, maybe this is just, like, the beginning, and then he goes into regular stuff.
He stayed in character the whole time.
The whole time.
Bryce!
So, yeah.
Bryce, you have a full-on, like, movie-grade Batman costume?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the character, and I probably wouldn't whip it out if she we had talked about being into role play, and she had made it pretty clear that she was on the same level. And I told her what I was going to do. I told her that I had hinted before I came back out of it's called my Bat Cave. I call my room the Bat Cave.
Okay, so
it's it's the Bat Cave. So right. I came out of the Bat Cave, and I asked her if she was, are you ready for a dark night?
Okay,
and
you really
she
did
said
that.
Yes, and she said yes. So then I came out, and then. Then she got weird about it.
Oh, my God.
So my idea of the fantasy is, it's, yeah, the voice maybe in the beginning, but you were in the full-on costume. You just were so dedicated.
High quality costume and like dedication, and I don't see how you don't see these qualities as great things. And like going
your
with the flow and being able to stay in the character and say things like, Amanda,
see what
all
I
right.
mean?
At me. Why aren't you looking?
I kind of lost my lady boner, you know? I was like, wow.
So it's a different, so you guys, as you stated before, you're on different levels of how far into this particular fantasy you want to go. Like, you want something a little more approachable, like, kind of playful, and then this guy is like, full on, he embodied this character, and it was too much for you.
Oh, he was Batman. He was Batman.
I am Batman. You told me you told me you liked it. You texted me after.
Okay.
You said that you liked it. Why would you say that?
It was either this is scary or this is really funny. But it was definitely not sexy. It was not. That feeling did not come to mind. I didn't know if I should be terrified that you really believed you were Batman or laugh because it was ironic.
Okay. Riddle me this. Why did you try to take my utility belt off then?
I was trying to get you out of that damn costume.
Because it looked ridiculous. I don't know. Okay, so this isn't going to work out, or at least not at this level. It sounds like you're way into something that she's maybe sort of into, so it's not a match in that way. What if we drop the whole Batman thing? Is that even possible, Bryce, or are you really committed to that? Because I'm offering to pay for another date, but it sounds like you guys are on different pages of the comic book here or whatever.
Well, like, even Batman has to be Bruce Wayne sometimes, right? So,
Amanda, any chance for another date?
I was this close, but then the Bruce Wayne comment, I just think he's never going to let it go. I'm sorry, Bryce.
Yeah,
what a deal breaker.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.